With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. They filibustered, some of them even shrieked, but in the end, Senate Democrats could not derail confirmation of Russell Vogt. He's the new director of the White House Office of Management and Budget.
This was one nominee Democrats wanted nothing to do with. To make a point, they carried on an all-night, all-day marathon of debate against the nomination. They also took time to blast a host of other Trump policies and nominees, as well as Vogt's involvement with Project 2025. But when debate time expired, there was nothing Democrats could do to stop the final confirmation. Bob Agner reporting.
Drastic downsizing at the U.S. Agency for International Development, the staff being cut from roughly 10,000 to just under 300. At least one employee union has filed a lawsuit challenging the cuts. Also at SRNNews.com, the weather may be a factor in the disappearance of a small aircraft.
A search is underway in western Alaska after a plane carrying a pilot and nine passengers between the village of Unalakleet and Nome failed to arrive Thursday afternoon. The aircraft was 12 miles offshore, according to the U.S. Coast Guard, when it went missing. The Nome Volunteer Fire Department says it's conducting a ground search from Nome and White Mountain. The National Guard is helping with the search. The Bering Air Cessna Caravan's route goes 150 miles over the Norton Sound. Some volunteers believe the plane went down in the open water in treacherous below freezing conditions. As of the latest update Friday morning, there was no new information on the location of the plane. The disappearance is the third major aviation incident in the U.S. in 8 days. I'm Jennifer King.
In the past couple of days, it brought some wild weather to parts of the country, flooding across portions of West Virginia, a tornado in Kentucky, and heavy glaze of ice and thunder ice in several states. On Wall Street this morning, a check of the futures finds them mixed. The Dow futures are up 31 points. NASDAQ futures 13 points lower. This is SRN News. Evangelicals weigh in on immigration.
A new poll from Lifeway Research asks evangelical Christians who, among the tens of millions of illegal aliens in this country, should be deported. The vast majority of respondents agree that the first to go should be any illegal immigrant who's been convicted of violent crimes or poses a credible threat to the security of the country. But evangelicals are also open to a pathway to citizenship for other illegals, especially those who have been here a long time and have jobs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump's effort to ban federal funding of sex change operations on children is facing a legal challenge. Individuals who claim they have been denied care since he signed the ban have filed a lawsuit in a Baltimore federal court, joined by a group of families of LGBT people and a medical organization. A growing number of states are banning doctors from performing sex change operations on anyone under 18. The president wants to make sure that federal dollars are not spent on such operations in any state. This is SRN News. Today is a day a priceless musical instrument goes on the auction block.
That's classical violinist Stefan Jakiv performing the Bronze Violin Concerto on a Stradivarius from 1714 that's being auctioned by Sotheby's. Mary Claudia Jimenez says they expect it to break records.
This violin was owned by Joseph Joachim, arguably the most famous and most notable violinist of the 19th century. It was owned by him for more than 50 years, and then it was owned by a number of other important violinists, and then was gifted to the New England Conservatory, which is now going to sell it for student scholarships.
Julie Walker, New York.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has signed an executive order advancing implementation of a state rule aimed at making houses more fire-resistant. This comes in the aftermath of the devastating and deadly Southern California wildfires. More details at SRNNews.com.